KXCI Community Radio celebrates Earth Day with this special edition of The Weekly Green. This week we're talking to some Tucsonans about having backyard chickens. And I'm here in the studio with
Elizabeth Reeves.
Lucia Mina Graves.
How old are you, Lucia?
9.
What school do you go to?
Borton Primary Magnet.
So tell me, how many chickens do you have?
We have 8.
So did you buy a coop or did you build your own coop?
We built our own. It was sort of fun.
What kind of maintenance does it take to have backyard chickens?
What do we have to do every day for the chickens?
Well, we have to wake up and then go outside to open up the coop and to see if they're, like, looking good. We check their water to see if it's growing moss or anything because it's an automatic water. And then we check to see if they have enough food.
Mm-hmm. And then at night we lock them up again.
How about cleaning out the coop?
Maybe once a month. Yeah. Because they spend most of the day in the yard, the coop doesn't get too bad.
What do they eat?
They just eat our table scraps, unless it has onions or a lot of garlic or anything spicy on it.
Mm-hmm. So table scraps and then feed from the feed store.
How many eggs do you get typically a week?
When they're not molting, we get about once a day.
From each chicken.
Anything I'm skipping that we should mention here?
You can get chickens from all kinds of places, and we like to look in the books and the pictures and choose our chicks. And then we go to the feed store when we know they have the breeds that we want. And you can only have hens in city limits. You can't have roosters. So if it turns out that you have a rooster, you can just take them back to the feed store, and they'll actually buy them back from you.
Oh, great.
Which is nifty.
Why do you feel that having backyard chickens is a good thing for the environment?
You can feed your chickens your table scraps, and then their poop, you can usually like shovel up or scrape it up and then put it in the compost. Once your compost is done and like ready to be planted, and you can plant seeds and everything, and then you can, once your vegetables are ready, you can pick them and then make something, and then if you have extra table scraps, you can feed them to the chickens.
It's like a circle, huh?
And it's like the circle of life.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you would like to learn more about having backyard chickens, you can check the website backyardchickens.com. Thank you, Elizabeth and Lucia, for coming in today. Learn more about all of our Earth Day tips and guests on our website, kxci.org, The Weekly Green. KXCI Community Radio celebrates Earth Day with this special edition of The Weekly Green. This week I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, recycling, or as we say in Tucson, doing more blue. Why do I want to talk about recycling? Specifically, what is recyclable in the city of Tucson? Because as I travel around our fine land, I see so many bins with things sticking out that don't belong. So why do more blue? By recycling in the U.S., we are diverting about 32% from the landfill, but we could do better. And here are some reasons that recycling is good. Recycling one aluminum can saves enough electricity to run a computer for 3 hours. Using recycled glass uses 40% less energy than making it from raw materials. Recycling paper uses 50% less water and generates 74% less air pollution. Approximately 88% of energy is saved when plastic items are made from recycled materials. It is very important to note that recycling is the last of the 3 R's. Reduce and reuse first, and try to avoid plastics. They are not actually recycled, but downcycled into a lesser product. And plastic never really goes away, does it? Anyways, here's what you can put in your City of Tucson blue barrel. We can recycle most plastics. You don't need to look for the triangle on the bottom anymore. Plastics that aren't accepted are plastic bags, styrofoam, plastic cutleries, or straws. Bottled caps can only be recycled if they're left on the bottle. You can recycle aluminum and tin cans, paperboard, molded board, meaning something like an egg carton,
corrugated cardboard, brown paper bags, newspapers, magazines, catalogs, notebooks, mail and copy paper, printing and writing paper, and glass food and beverage jars or glass bottles. You can leave the lids on. The recycling program asks that your items be empty, clean, and dry. It's suggested, though, that you use water wisely. If the item is uber dirty, don't waste water cleaning it. Just throw it in the garbage. Shredded paper can be recycled in the blue barrel if it's secured in a clear plastic bag. That's the only time you should put a plastic bag in your recycling bin. Nothing under 2 inches should be put into the blue barrel. It can clog the sorting machines. That's why you leave your bottle caps on your bottles. Other tips from the recycling program are don't flatten your cans or bottles and set out your blue barrel for collection when it's more than half full to decrease air pollution and fuel consumption. If you're outside of Tucson city limits, check with your sanitation provider to see what is recyclable at your home or business. To learn more about City of Tucson Recycling, check their website at tucsonaz.gov, click on the recycling link, or call 791-5000. Learn more about all of our Earth Day tips and guests on our website, kxci.org, The Weekly Green. KXCI Community Radio celebrates Earth Day with this special edition of The Weekly Green. On April 22nd, we celebrate Earth Day, an annual event that has been going on since 1970. It's celebrated in more than 192 countries each year. Earth Day is to honor the Earth and the hope for world peace. KXCI celebrates Earth Day with special programming, and also KXCI was out at the 20th annual Earth Day Festival at Reed Park. I asked attendees what they do to help the Earth, and here are some of their answers.
My name is Aiden. I'm 6 years old. I go take a Verde and I pick up the litter.
Hi, my name's Hillary, and one of the things that I do to help the Earth is that I keep my own chickens and bees and backyard garden.
My name is Cameron Hogan. I am 7. My school is La Paloma. I help the Earth by recycling cans.
Hi, I'm Ben, and my green tip would be to go vegan.
Hi, Hattie Chavez. As far as what I would like to recycle, I like to have things fixed and reused instead of broken down and left in the environment, like electronics, washers, dryers, any kind of appliance. I don't like that it's a toss-away society these days. I would rather see things fixed and reused.
My name is Jacob, and I am 7 years old. My school is Richardson Elementary, and I help the Earth by recycling cardboard boxes so I can make adventures without even leaving the house.
Esther, 6. I go to Boynton, and I recycle fairy houses that are made out of the milk dogs.
Jack Elliott, 5. Adventure school. Don't waste water.
Hi, my name is Josh, and my environmentally friendly tip is to make sure you've turned off absolutely everything that needs to be turned off at your house. And in order to help me do this, I have a special meter to tell me exactly what's being used at my house.
Hi there, my name is Joan, and one of my favorite eco tips is to not throw any vegetable waste, any of our leftover vegetable food stuff, in the trash can, because we don't want that to go to the landfill. We want that to go in the compost. And even if you don't garden, you can still have a compost, and then everything can be reduced to matter that can go just on the ground. So that's a great tip for all your vegetable leftovers.
Learn more about all of our Earth Day tips and guests on our website, kxci.org, The Weekly Green. KXCI Community Radio celebrates Earth Day with this special edition of The Weekly Green, talking with Program Manager from Sky Island Alliance, Sergio Avila.
Sky Island Alliance is a regional conservation group. It's based in Tucson, and it's been around for over 20 years. And we are dedicated to protecting and restoring private and public lands in what we know as the Sky Island region. It's a biological region of southeastern Arizona, southwestern New Mexico, and adjacent parts in Mexico. So we are a binational organization that works in conservation of the environment on both sides of the border. A Sky Island is a mountain range such as the Catalinas or the Santa Ritas that are mountains kind of popping from the desert. They are surrounded by desert or grasslands. And in a broader scape, there are the connection between the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Madre in Mexico. We have work in Arizona as well as in Sonora. We have a project several years now restoring rivers and arroyos that are habitat for migrating birds. And as a really good example of this is our restoration work along the Santa Cruz River on the Mexico side. We are working to create some wildlife preserves and to find where jaguars and ocelots are in the region so we can take better decisions at protecting some places. There are some threats and concerns across the region currently. Most often people know the mining project in the Santa Rita Mountains, but there are also similar threats for the Patagonia Mountains. And we believe that it's important that people get involved in these issues to learn more what's at stake and what we stand to lose if these projects happen the way they are planned. There are plans for a long pipeline across the Altar Valley sending natural gas to Mexico. And we believe that the location of the project and the scale of this project is not very well planned. And we are concerned that this will affect private and public lands across the region.
And how can people get involved with Sky Island Alliance?
Sky Island Alliance provides a lot of opportunities from trainings, different projects where you can get involved as a volunteer. You can become a member. You can become a donor. We are not only here to teach, we're also to learn. And we think that sharing with more and more people and making people aware of the local issues is a great way to be involved. I would like to invite people to visit our website, www.skyislandalliance.org, or visit our Facebook page.
Thank you, Sergio, for coming in and talking with me today about Sky Island Alliance and all the great work you're doing.
Thanks, Gretchen. Anytime.
Learn more about all of our Earth Day tips and guests on our website, kxci.org, The Weekly Green. KXCI Community Radio celebrates Earth Day with this special edition of The Weekly Green. I'm with Friday afternoon music mixer Susie B. We're in the studio talking about vermiculture, also known as worm composting. So you're worm composting at home.
I am. I've been worm composting for a number of years now. And I have two types of worm bins. I have two outdoor bins, which are large, just round pens, basically made out of galvanized wire mesh. The other one that I have, which is nice for if you have an apartment or you can't leave them outside in the heat, a recycled plastic three-tiered layered tray bin, and I keep that on the back porch.
How warm can worms be?
Well, the information that I've seen out there is that they don't like temperatures above 90 degrees.
Okay.
However, I have had very good luck keeping them in a shady spot in the summer, and they do fine as long as I water them every day. In the wintertime, I'm watering about twice a week, and in the summer, I try to water every day.
What is the benefit of worm composting?
Well, there's two as far as I see. One is that I'm recycling my kitchen waste, my green waste, eggshells, coffee grinds, fruits and vegetables. They don't like avocados and they don't like citrus. I also hear they don't like onions too much. The other benefit I see directly is for gardening purposes. I'm basically creating my own soil with the help of these little critters. They're creating a really, really rich organic compost. It's black soil. If you use a lot of coffee grinds in your compost, it's even better because it's very close to already the consistency of the compost that the worms create. And evidently, they love coffee grounds. So if you make a lot of coffee at home or you want to pick up coffee grounds from your favorite local coffee shop, they'll save them for you. You can use them that way.
So aside from watering them, what other maintenance do you need to participate in?
Well, when you add fresh green waste, you need to turn the soil and turn everything so that it's not on top. You want to keep pests out.
And where do you get your worms?
You just Google Red Wigglers Tucson if you want to find the most local providers of red wiggler worms. They're the ones that are best here in our soil.
What are the most important things I need to know about keeping worms for composting?
Worms need four things to survive. They need moisture, air, food, and darkness. So you need to keep them covered, and you need to keep them moist. You need to make sure there's enough circulation, which is why the galvanized mesh wire is very, very good. So there's air going in and out, and you're adding food however often you need to empty your little countertop compost bin.
Thank you. How can we find out more about vermiculture?
Oh, there's all kinds of websites out there. Also, there's a great group here in town, Tucson Organic Gardeners. They have a whole group of folks who are used to be pretty passionate about vermiculture. That hopefully they're still doing that.
Thank you, Susie B.
Thanks, Gretchen. Thanks for letting me talk about worms.
Yay!
Worms.
Worms. Learn more about all of our Earth Day tips and guests on our website, kxci.org. The Weekly Green.